Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, I want to holler at you. I'm going K-Solo, so if you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, I know you may be a little too shy to call in, but you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Holler at me and I'll holler back. You can go jump in the chat room if you're listening. You can say what you want to say in the chat room. I won't tell if you won't tell. It's like Vegas. What goes on in Smooth Drama stays in Smooth Drama. Like the way that sounds. Anyway, getting started. I'm a health food guy, but I'd be lying. I mean, I try to eat healthy. I work out. I try to stay in shape, whatnot. But I'm also fascinated by the different festivals and different foods that are always served around the country. And there's one particular festival in general that I'm always fascinated by. Not fascinated enough to eat at it, but I'm fascinated by it, by all accounts. There's a all-you-can-eat testicles festival in Syracuse, New York, and they're like free. So for the ladies, if you have a taste for balls, Syracuse, New York, they got you. They have lightly breaded, deep fried testes from buffalo, bulls, boars, you know, just in case you're one of them people that like eating the swine from the rootin' to the tootin', we got a tootin' for you. Sheep and goats, and you get a side of ranch dressing. So, down for it. Raleigh's in Syracuse, New York. They're hosting the Testicle Festival, and they've been doing it for decades, and it's so popular. They said that this year that the restaurant just had to order 40 more pounds of balls, and the festival favorites are bull and bison, you know, and I guess some people eat it fried, and some people eat them raw. You know, like, if you're one of them people, you may want to go ahead on and get yours medium rare. You know, because I know there are some people who like raw balls. You know, there's something to be said about balls in particular. So, Raleigh's, their testicle festival for all of you people. It's now in full swing. Go and get you some balls. Buffalo, bulls, boars, sheep, and goats. You know? So, I mean, because it's no diss. I mean, if you're one of them people, you like having balls in your mouth, hey, now you get checked. Because I hear it's supposed to be an aphrodisiac, and you know, in ancient cultures, what they would do is they would ingest balls so that it would, of course, bring out the manliness in you. It would make you horny, whatnot. So, hey, if you haven't felt it, and you know, ladies, if you don't want to take that female Viagra that they got out there, I mean, and I would advise against it, because I have that 5-year rule. After 5 years, you see how many people have to go to the doctor to have something taken out of their body because they've taken the female Viagra or whatnot. You got balls. Because, you know, we know honestly, some of you like balls, and I don't blame you for liking balls. I mean, I'm kind of selfish. I only like my balls. And so, you know, I think mine would probably be delicious, but I'm going to hold on to mine. They're not quite for dinner. Anyway, that's bad. we gonna move on from balls. I know y'all are tired of hearing about balls. Even though I'm just saying balls, testicle festival. That rhymes. That's like a rapper made that, the testicle festival. Anyway. It's also, since we're on diets, you know, it's healthier to eat a bug than it is to eat a steak, according to a study that's published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. What they did was they compared the healthfulness of edible insects with more traditional protein like beef, pork, and chicken. And they found out that the bugs beat out the mammals as far as a nutritional value goes. Now, I was curious about it, so I read further, and they were saying that the researchers at the University of Oxford used two different measures or metrics of nutritiousness. The first was some kind of model where they scored from 1 to 100 based on the calories, sodium, sugar, and saturated fat content per 100 grams of weight. And then the second was a nutrient value score, which offered a similar score but includes vitamin and mineral values. And this of contest didn't show any significant difference between bugs and livestock. But they said that when the vitamins and minerals were taken into account for the what they call the MVF evaluation, crickets, palm weevils, beetles, honeybees, and larvae scored much higher than chicken and beef in particular. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're down to eat healthy, eat some bugs. It's all for you. I myself am probably not going to jump on that. I'll stick with my chicken, eggs, and other means of protein. I got nothing against crickets and beetles and honeybees and larvae, which is basically like maggots. But yeah, now you see those survival guys, they're always grabbing those bugs and throwing them in their mouth, and ooh, it just burst in my mouth. I'm like, you know, I won't say it's homophobic, but you know, I don't think I can ever necessarily getting used putting something in my mouth and it's like bursting in my mouth. No homo. That's why I said that, I don't know. But it's for some, but this author, this host, I just don't see me putting something in my mouth and it bursting in my mouth and I'm like, yeah. It's just not for me. But you know, I've seen it done on TV. I've seen it done live. Some people are masters at it, and I applaud you. You are my heroes. You make the world a better place. So keep getting that protein. One way or the other, it's good for you. Apparently, I won't say that, but apparently these bugs, larvae, whatnot, are better than your steak, your chicken breast, your pork chops. Crickets. Who wants to go to the store and have a cricket sandwich? Raise your hand. No? Nobody? Yeah, me either. I don't think I'd be doing that. Now, I did see something that kind of shook me. There's in Thailand, they have a festival. It's a piercing festival. It's a vegetarian piercing festival. And the pictures are like, oh my God. I challenge anyone listening, please check this out. It's a 9-day Taoist celebration. And it's got nothing to do with food. It's a It's a sacred ritual known as Ma Sung, or spirit horses. And it's where they work themselves into a trance. And they pierce themselves through their cheeks with all kinds of stuff, from like daggers and swords and reportedly a bicycle. Now, I didn't see any pictures of people with bicycle piercings. I don't know how you would do that through your cheeks, but look up this Thailand vegetarian festival. I mean, the pictures are striking. I mean, it's some really, really graphic stuff. Like, you see it, and you're like, man, damn. I mean, dudes with knives all through. You know, one guy, he's got like 6-7 swords protruding all sides of his cheeks. And I'm like, you know, maybe that's cool when you're in the trance. When your ass wakes up from that trance, man, woo! I don't know. I'm like, you wake up from that trance and you got like 5-6 knives sticking out your jaw. I mean, is there some pain? There's got to be some pay. But, you know, for those of you who are interested, there's an annual festival in and this is the right pronunciation. Fuck it, Thailand. It's a huge, yes, I said it. The festival is in Fuck It, Phuket, Thailand. And it's a major tourist attraction. I mean, I would definitely check it out from afar. I would have my video camera, I would zoom that thing in and just like, damn, y'all are pissed. I mean, because the please Google it. The pictures are striking. It's incredible. They're out their damn minds. That's all I can think of it. Think about it. And good old Fuck It. Yeah. Fuck It is where it's at. So, I mean, if you got Fuck It on your mind, that's your spot right there in Fuck It. For some reason, I just like saying Fuck It. Just because. On that note, I need to go on break. I'm going to say Fuck It and go on break. This is Black Sheep. But in the meantime,
I'm not your cold, I'm hot, which means I'm built to boil booty. Your booty, the butt, but still your pistol. fellas, hold your glass and sip. For when you held the mic, you couldn't rip before your mic went hush. Keep sipping stupid lush. I know I'll be all right tonight. I took my time, I didn't rush, I didn't blush, I didn't frown. Got to get down, henceforth I'm getting down and dirty, G. You're flat, I would not be stupid, you've been all a loopin'. I sing you like a bumble, where's the beat? Here I be. Can't you see, can't you peep? If you're sleeping, don't wake up. If you're thinking, don't wash up. If you're creeping, then catch up. You're rolling with a black sheet. Now in the meantime, I try to walk one. I try to walk one in the meantime. Said in the meantime, I try to walk one. I try to walk one.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the M Word. That was Black Sheep. But in the meantime, I try to hawk one. I try to hawk one in the meantime, but it wouldn't go over well on the air. So I don't go through with it. But what I do is ask you to call 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Email me, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com, or jump into the chat room. Don't leave me so lonely. Anyway, not going to sing. I'm not going to sing because I am not a songbird. But I am envious of a guy named Tim Patch in the UK. He's going to appear at the London Sexpo. That just sounds funny. November 13th through the 15th, my birthday weekend. Just in case anybody out there listening, Mr. F the N Word has a birthday. That weekend, my birthday is November 12th. I'm going to put it out there. The weekend, November 13th through the 15th, London Sexpo. Tim Patch is appearing. And I'm jealous because this dude he's going to be the first person to be naked in the Olympia venue in London. But he's getting a special art concession license because he paints with his penis. This dude, he said he discovered his special talent of painting with his penis and I guess with his testicles and his butt a few years ago. And he said the idea popped into his head after seeing something called the puppetry of the penis. And he said he tried it. You know, I quote his words, "I did try it, but found it really hard. It took years to get good." And so I guess he was doing this publicly and somebody saw it and was like, "Well, you know what? That's a good idea." And so now he paints naked with his penis and balls. Yeah, he used a real brush my eyes start watering when I first read it. He inserts it through his urethra. And he paints with the brush that's inserted in his urethra. Why am I talking about this? As an artist myself, a patron of the arts, I applaud a guy. I mean, he actually has decent work. I was like, you know, I'm thinking like maybe he's got a strap on the penis or something to hold it, but he when I read he put it in his urethra, was like, damn, man is sacrificing for his work. That's really, 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 really special. Hats off to Tim Patch and the good people over at Sexpo. I'm like, I can't do it. You know, I thought like I'm an artist, I can like train myself to like draw, but I'm not sticking a pencil in my urethra. That I would pass out saying that twice. So I'm not. I'm just going to move on. There's a basketball player named John Henson who is plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. He, you know, he's calling out a jewelry store, a quote-unquote high-end jewelry store for alleged racial, it's not alleged, but it's racial profiling after he was refused service and confronted by the police in the parking lot. Now, he, you know, he went to the store and it's someplace swanky Aston in the Milwaukee suburb, and he said when he walked in, they locked the door on him and told him to go away. And he told them he was trying to make a purchase. And a few moments later, a pair of police cars pulled up and watched him from a distance for about 5 minutes. And he said he suspected the store had called cops on him. and he said the officers rolled up on him and said that an employee reporting suspicious activity. And they said, and I quote, someone had been calling the store asking what time they closed, and the store's Milwaukee location had been burglarized in the past. And then they questioned him about his car because he drives a Cadillac, which is part of an endorsement deal with a local Chevrolet and Cadillac dealership. The funny thing is the employee asked the officer to stay while Henson shopped, but that they declined. Here's the thing. He shopped anyway, but he's complaining about it. One, I have an issue with. Two, how dumb is the person who works there? If you don't know, most of y'all don't know who John Henson is, but he is 24 years old and 6'10", 6'11". So if you see a 6'10", 6'11" tall guy, I won't even say basketball player, but you should assume, because I'll take a guess, there aren't a lot of 6'10", or maybe it's a Milwaukee thing. There are like a bunch of 6'10" guys who walk into the store and try to rob it. You think NBA player, they have money in a jewelry store, that's your commission. You're about to get paid. But this person, you know, just, oh, it's a tall black man. No, lock the door. He goes, really? I mean, that's your, they obviously, They don't watch sports, know nothing of any sports whatsoever. Maybe they've been in a bubble
for the majority of your life, and so they just got out the bubble, and their first job was at the jewelry store. A 6'10" black man walks into the jewelry store. Cha-ching should be in your mind, like you about to get paid. But instead, you're locking the door because you're watching. I mean, you think they're giant rappers, 6'10" rappers that want to come in and rob the store. You're watching these videos. Anyway, and the fact that he stopped there, the fact that he shot there afterwards, I'm disappointed. I'm not even disappointed. I'm like, dude, you should have just went to fuck it. Yeah, fuck it, Thailand. And said fuck it. Because they locking the door on you. And you know, I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm a multi-millionaire. You're locking the door on me. You don't want my money. I'm going somewhere else. You best believe, because I know I'm like that. I go in the store. I'm in the store. You know, you go to a shoe store, wherever. I'm in there to buy. Just in case you don't know, most grown folks, regular grown folks, when a regular grown person walks into the store, and it's a guy especially, he's probably looking to buy. A lot of guys don't window shop. We're in there, we trying to get in and get out. It's like bam, bam. Snatch and grab. Only we actually pay for it. I say grown folks. So, yeah. One, I mean, him complaining about it, but the fact that you patronize their business after the fact, why are you even complaining about it? You kind of part of the problem. You can't let them get away with that. Just say no. Don't want my money the first time, you can't get it the second time. Best believe. I mean, it's like that store when they didn't let Oprah in. I'm like, I'm fucking Oprah. You're not going to let me in? I don't think Oprah shopped at that store. And if she did, everybody who was working there at that time that didn't let her in, I'm guessing they all got fired as a condition of her even shopping there. Anyway, there's a show on PBS, Finding Your Roots, and they took it off the air because they had a problem. Ben Affleck, as most people know him in the past, he's been in horrible movies like Daredevil, but he's going to be Batman in this upcoming movie. He's been in several movies. Y'all know him as Matt Damon's best friend, blah, blah. He's been in several movies. I think like Deer Hunter. He's been in quite a few movies. I know the movies, I just don't know the names because it's not really that important to me. Anyway, there's a show on PBS called Finding Your Roots, and they shelved it because Ben Affleck had an ancestor who had a slaveholding past, and at his request, they omitted references to Ben Affleck's ancestors' slaveholding past. And so the show hired a new fact-checker, two new genealogists as part of his reforms because they said they determined that the show's producers violated standards by allowing Affleck undue influence on his content and failing to inform the network of his request. Like they didn't know.
you know, funny that they would even say something foolish like that. Like, you know, we didn't even know that Ben Affleck made that request. There's no way in hell we would let that happen. It's like, no, it got out that Ben Affleck did that, and so they're talking about it. Not the other way around, like, because you know, like I do, any show, any changes, omissions, whatnot, goes all the way to the top. And the low man on the totem pole is not making these decisions. And for them to even try to say, oh, yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. You know, not the main editor, just some film guy, the editor, one of the minor editors, he changed it. And we didn't know anything about it. Yeah. You see that, don't you? I know I do. I believe so much that I believe it. Right? Right. Not. That's the craziest thing ever. Yeah, they all knew. Of course they knew. It's like me saying, I don't know what happened on my show. I'm the guy. Of course I know everything that goes on my show. Now, obviously I wouldn't know everything that would, I couldn't anticipate everything that could be said. But as far as the facts go and report stuff, if something is omitted, it's because I omitted it. Now, if I had slaveholding ancestors, which technically, well, they ain't necessarily my ancestors, but, you know, the people who held my ancestors, we share the same name, but that's more because more than likely we were owned by them. But if we weren't, doesn't matter. But if we were, doesn't matter. It's got nothing to do with me. That's why I don't understand Ben Affleck. Hey, yeah. I had a relative, a great, 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 great grandfather who had slaves. It's no biggie. I mean, it's a biggie, but it's not a biggie. I mean, like saying we don't know that slavery existed. Yeah, we know slavery existed. And it's not your fault, Ben Affleck, that slavery existed. And the fact that you have a great whatever that was a slaveholder is like, it's not really shocking because you're white. And a white person with an ancestor that held slaves wouldn't necessarily be a shock to the rest of us. You kind of expect that. If you got presidents and people who signed the Constitution as slaveholders, have an actor with a relative that was a slaveholder, wouldn't really break the bank here. Wouldn't really be anything where we'd be like, oh my God, Ben Affleck, how could you? It's like you weren't there, dude, unless you're in time travel and you were there. Then, fuck you. Speaking of fuck you, there's been a little controversy where they're talking about registering drones, whatnot, and it's crazy. But I think I'm gonna go on break before I get into this because I want to delve deep into this. So when I get back from listening to the homies Black Moon, Why We Act This Way, we'll talk drones.
and drone strikes and how you too can do a drone strike right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Rang one the main gun. You know, for real.
Yeah.
In here with the legendary Black Moon. BDIFC Buckshot. You know. Come on in here. For real. Come on, yo.
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 I don't know why I act this way.
Why you act that way?
Yeah, why you act that way?
Why you act that way?
You a crazy. Cause niggas talk reckless. Walking while I ride Lexus. Eyes on pressure. My eyes on your necklace. Hit the studio, Corona, diamond, black, Arizona. Crying for your diamonds back, you want me wrong. Broke so you can't pay nothing. See me, don't say nothing, but just see frontin'. Now I gotta do shit the old strong way. 38 long way, out in broad day. You gon' get me first, that's what they all say. Eat hit him, I'ma get my dick stuck in the hallway. See, nothing changes, puffin' rangers. Y'all ain't doing nothing dangerous, cause I'm not a gun buster, more like a conspirer. You sailing in fire, bro. And wanna know why we act this way? Really? Wanna find out we act this way? Act like you don't know. Who was there when Larry Davis last po-po? That's what you go for, mofo. I'm up in the street still, getting up with the rain and detail. He still that nigga, original gun clapper nigga. Who are you, Buckshot? That rapper nigga, pants low box for show. Not a style for your block to know. I don't wanna cock and blow, but you can get the cock and blow. Gotta go, gotta go, I go. Yeah, they wanna know why I act this way. Yo, why you act that way? Why act this way?
Yo, I don't know why I act this way. Yo, I don't know why I act that way. Yo, for real, we been like that since back in the day. We ain't got no time to play.
If you see me and I don't give you that, don't worry, I could have been in the hurry. Or I might not like to see a change like Michael, but I don't mean stay down. Did a lot of traveling and been home, and I'm like, bird. I put in work in your excuse, put it on him or put it on her. Shit, I concur, you niggas spurs, pigeon ass niggas, plus your vision blurred. Word, but you'll see me when you see me, trust me real clear, my gun you will hear. I don't play games at all, I'm at the bottom where the flames and gold. Ain't no love in the streets, so I give hugs for my peace. Gloves and leaks, gloves and cheeks, better have one in your G cards. Meanwhile, out in the street, cuz.
Cuz niggas tryna live it up, ain't got give it up. Knowing we don't give a fuck, that's real, yo it up. See me out in the street, y'all niggas throw it up. Drive by, slow in your hood, y'all bitches know it up. If I don't fuck with y'all, not cause I'm blowing up. It's cause a nigga did a whole lot of growing up. When it was nervous, y'all are service. And y'all don't purchase, so y'all worthless. But overseas and on both coasts, you know this. Who were the dope and hopeless, your focus. Who can't click his head, niggas ain't going nowhere. Going nowhere.
I don't wanna know why I act this way. Why you act that way? Why I act this way?
Yo, I don't know why I act this way. Yo, I don't know why I act that way. Yo, for real. Beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
Yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host
list the F N word. That was Black Moon, Why We Act This Way. And speaking of Act This Way, 347-826-7435, the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. I actually have a special announcement on Thursday. Special announcement this coming Thursday. I got something, a special Smooth Drama Day. See if y'all interested in it. I'm a leave it hanging right there, just like bam, right on the edge of the cliff. In the meantime, back to drones, because I know y'all down with it. The federal government has announced it's got a new plan to set up a system to register recreational drones here in the United States. And, of course, there are people who are skeptics of it. There's members of the public and technologists. They're looking at tight timelines for creating what they call a working registry, and are unclear the criteria for what constitutes a drone. And I'm like, you know, because they're saying drones are akin to model airplanes, and they're saying, yeah, for 8 years, model airplane industry has successfully self-regulated itself. Now, this is coming from E.J. Duarte, who's the owner of the U.S.-based drone manufacturer Thrust UAV. And, you know, he's talking about, well, we're fine, but the thing is, they're drones. Now, you try to figure out which drones are toys and which ones will need to be registered. I mean, it could be crazy, but I'm just saying that if you're selling drones that are capable or that could be modified into being bombs or shooting, it could get a little crazy, get a little hectic. Can get real hectic, actually. You think about that for a second. I mean, here in the United States, they have drones. I mean, and I know y'all have heard about drone strikes, and you think there's a drone strike. It's just like with shootings. I mean, you have guns that are registered. I mean, it's like, it's bad enough we got guns. So now you're going to have folks with drones, so they can do drone strike. They don't even have to be there no more. So now we're gonna, I mean, you got unregistered guns out there on the street. Now we're gonna have unregistered drones too. I can just do a drone strike on anybody but mine. I mean, only in the U.S. can folks, one, get weapons under the Christmas tree, or just, you know, have drones and be mad about it. Like, you know what? Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping hard. Why y'all even sweating it? It's just a drone. It's a toy. I'm just flying a drone. I got flying the model airplane. I got that. You know, I had a little, one of them little helicopters and whatnot. It wasn't that good, but I had one. But you start talking about drones, which we know, as I said earlier, drone strikes, meaning you can arm them, shoot, kill, bomb, you know, rig them to be bombs or whatnot, and kill people. Why? Why do we need drones here in the U.S. as toys? No more than we need toy guns. Now, I mean, we know what's going to happen. Somebody with a drone is going to blow some shit up. and it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get hectic. Who's ready to get sacrificed? Take that drone hit. That's where we headed. Drone strikes right here in the United States. But government's gonna be like, nah, I ain't had nothing to do with us. We had nothing to do with it. But I mean, it's sitting right here on the table. You know, don't, and you got folks who, I mean, the government is saying that they need this urgently. They even set up a task force. Because apparently, I didn't know this, but drones have been on the market for a while. And I'm a take it that quite a few people have bought them. And they're talking about there are several reported incidents of drones hindering emergency services efforts in fighting fires and other dangers. Drones, fuck yeah. Because we always got to have drones. Like we always got to have guns. So that's what I want for Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, my birthday. I want a drone. Who's gonna hook Smooth Drama up with a drone? See, because I can put my camera, my remote camera, on the drone, and then I can just like, I mean. Technically, I can spy on folks, but it wouldn't be spying. It would be journalistic reporting. You know, I can fly my drone to your window and see what's going on. You know, maybe you want to be an exhibitionist that night or daytime. Doesn't matter. And my drone would give you the opportunity to fulfill that fantasy. See, here at Smooth Drama, we're trying to promote positivity. You have a fantasy. I have a drone. Let's work it out. An unregistered drone. So it won't even come back to you. You'll be like, hey. And maybe you can even sue the government. It'll be our secret, even though I just said it on the air. But it's not really official. I allegedly meant it, but not really. So, yeah. No more than the craziness that was in the streets here in Oakland. Man with a machete in the middle of the street. There's video of this. He's like cussing out dudes in the middle of the street, and the cars hit him. Then the car came back, tried to hit him again. He hit the car with the machete, and then another car goes by and hits him. And he went to the hospital. He's got minor injuries, whatnot. But and then he got checked out of the hospital. They put him in a mental facility. But the police are actually looking for the people who hit him. And I'm like, I'm kind of torn on it. Because one, it was like hit and run. But at the same time, if I'm driving in the street, and this is on 37th and International for anyone who's been in Oakland and whatnot, you know, it's not really a nice part of town. There's a guy in the middle of the street talking crazy with a machete. I'm not stopping. It may sound wrong. Maybe it sounds cruel to some folks, but if I'm driving in the street and your ass is in the middle of the street with a machete, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna hit you. If you don't move, I'm not slowing down with somebody with a machete in front of me. To me, that is suicide. I mean, at that point, it's me or you. I mean, let's look at it like this. We go back to Zimmerman. Zimmerman killed an unarmed teenager because he was standing his ground and whatnot, felt danger. Because, as we know, Trayvon Martin had a hoodie, and supposedly hoodies are dangerous. This is a man in the middle of the street with a machete. If you don't know anything about machetes, they are dangerous weapons, kind of sharp, kind of cut you. I mean, in Rwanda, it was one of the weapons of choice when they were cutting each other up, carving up little kids with the machete. So they are dangerous weapons. And so someone in the middle of the street threatening and hollering at folks in the middle of the street, hey, he made that choice. At that point, it's kill or be killed, because when he picked up that machete and was like, I'm in the middle of the street talking shit, he's like, you know, I'm in it to win it. I'm in the car. I'm not standing my ground. I'm driving through my ground. I would have ran his ass over too. I'm just saying, I don't see how they're wrong. I get police are looking for him or not, but I don't see how I'd be wrong in hitting someone with a machete, standing impeding my way. You know, you stop in the movie to talk, hey, buddy, what's wrong with you? Can I talk you down? Nah, this is Oakland. Ain't nobody trying to talk down the guy with the machete. You getting your ass taken off the set. He lucky he didn't get shot for bringing a knife to a gun party. I mean, as it is, he brought a knife to a car party. You know, cars are dangerous vehicles. He's got a dangerous object, so it's kind of even to me. I don't see the issue, and I'm going to guess that the people who were driving the car was like, shit, I wasn't stopping. I was going to run his ass over. I don't blame him. But somehow Zimmerman got off, and I'm going to take a guess. These guys probably won't. And on that note, I am Mr. FN Word. I want to thank you all for listening. And I look forward to hollering at y'all again. It's another Smooth Drama production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer.